1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. It says, may God himself, the God of peace. Now pay attention now. Sanctify you true and true. It says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me read it again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you true and true. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, this is where we are starting from. You have to realize that you are not your body, you are not your soul, you are a spirit. You have a soul and you happen to live in a body. The body is just an external representation. It is the housing for your soul and your spirit, but essentially you are a spirit. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, I read from the New Living Translation of the Bible. It says, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. All right, these two verses of scripture helps us to understand that there is a difference between the spirit, the soul, and of course, the body. Okay, you need to realize you are a spirit. If there's any thought you want to leave from here tonight, in other words, whatever is happening to your body right now is not essentially happening to you. The condition of your mind right now is not a total representation of your life. You are essentially a spirit. All right, when the Bible says that God made man in his own image, you need to understand that it was your spirit that was created in the image of God. Hallelujah. When the Bible says God made man in his own image, think about it. We have so many types of people. We have varieties of people, tall, short, dark, light, male, female, different races. Yet all of us are made in the image of God. The part of us that was made in the image of God is our spirit. And it's so amazing, as many of us are so familiar with what's going on in our body. We are so familiar with what's going on in our soul, but we don't pay attention to the condition of our spirit. Okay? It's your spirit that was created in the image of God. Now listen to this. It is also your spirit that gets born again at salvation. As a matter of fact, when God deals with you, he deals essentially with your spirit. Okay? When God deals with you, everything God wants to do to you or do with you, he does with your spirit. Okay, it's very important we put that at the back of our mind. Your spirit is essentially you. And the same way you can develop your body, the same way you can develop your mind, is the same way you can develop your spirit. My objective in the next 5 days is to show us how to build a strong spirit. I'm going to teach you to locate your spirit. I'm going to teach you to understand your spirit. I'm going to teach you to feed your spirit. I'm going to teach you to exercise your spirit. I'm going to show you how to live from inside out. So you don't examine what's going on around, okay, to determine the next course of action. You reach within you, and the reality within you is what you allow to condition your experience. All right, let's look at one more verse of scripture tonight. John chapter 3 and verse 3 to 8. John chapter 3 and verse 3 to 8. It says, Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. That is, they are reborn. Verse 4 says, how can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit. Verse 6 is important. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. Are we getting this? Flesh gives birth to flesh. So if I am born again by the Spirit of God, it is my spirit that was born by the Spirit of God. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Spirit gives birth to spirit. Verse 7 says, you should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. And verse 8 is crucial. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Verse 6 says, flesh gives birth to flesh. Spirit gives birth to spirit. Meaning that at salvation, your spirit was reborn. So what we need to do is we need to become familiar with the Spirit. That you, the essential you, you need to become familiar. See, I don't want to say you need to become familiar with your spirit, because sometimes people think, oh, so what you're saying is I have a spirit. No, you don't have a spirit. You are the Spirit. Do you understand now? You are the Spirit. You don't have a spirit. You are the Spirit. So when I say you have to learn to feed yourself, I'm talking about your spirit. You have to learn to be strong. I'm talking about your spirit. When you read the Bible in the New Testament, every time the Bible addresses you in the New Testament, you need to understand the Bible essentially is addressing your spirit. Okay, sometimes you look at your life and some of the things the Bible says concerning you, you don't see them in your life. For example, when a man is in Christ, he's a new creation, all things have gone away. Because behold, everything becomes new. Somebody looks at yourself and says, look, I'm still the same person. My complexion is still the same. My height is still the same. In fact, the condition of my life is still the same. What do you mean by everything becomes new? It's not talking to your soul and your body. It's talking to your spirit. So you've got to realize you were designed to live from inside out. Okay, and that's what this series is all about. I'm mindful of time, so we're going to continue tomorrow evening. It's going to continue like this every evening. I'm going to take it one thought to the next level. We'll take it to the next level till we get to Friday. Okay, how to live from inside out. What have we established tonight? You don't have a spirit. You are the Spirit. All right, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body.